The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola State College.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. Our next guest in studio, Dr. John Stevenson, the VP of Student Affairs at Pensacola State College. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so what does your day today look like?
Exciting day. I got the phone call yesterday to come in and take the spot of one of our other personnel that had a conflict. And I said, yes, I will be here. I will adjust my schedule to come in and speak on Pep Talk. Oh, it's always an honor to be here at Cat Country and be able to speak on behalf of the college and inform our community about the exciting things that are going on at Pensacola State. But yes, it's an exciting day at the college. We've got I've got meetings all day regarding our website. So we're about to update our website. So that's going to be next as soon as I get back. So just a full calendar, but I was able to shift some things around to be here this morning. So I do appreciate the opportunity.
Well, that's interesting. So what's in store for the website? Can you share anything?
We're just going to do a rebranding, you know, to better make it accessible to our students. I mean, our website, I feel like, is great already, but it's just something, you know, you have to stay innovative and adapt to society and make it more friendly appealing to our students and make the accessibility there for them.
So I understand your role is you get to work pretty closely with the students. So talk to me a little bit about student affairs and what that all entails.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't have it any other way. I actually worked, my first job after getting my degree was in student affairs back in the great state of Alabama. And, you know, I worked for that institution for roughly 4 years, and then I got out of education. I just said, this is just not my forte. And I went into mortgages and loans with some former college teammates and was doing that for about 4 or 5 years. And I realized that I was being subcontracted by a college in my local town to do some recruiting work. And I realized really quick that my heart and passion was really working with student success. Mm. And, you know, it was like the good Lord just hit me across the head and said, you're missing your calling. So I immediately that day went and applied, and I got back into the system in Alabama. And so I served there over 14 years and been here for 2 years. But I wouldn't have it any other way. Student success, student first philosophy is my motto. So, yes, I get to work with students every day in the student affairs admissions office. We have student engagement, recruiting. And so all that falls under my leadership. And so, you know, and every day in my life, it's something that I'm constantly over in our admissions office, welcoming people, opening doors, getting down, helping students, even though I'm in a more of an administrative role. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't ask my teammates to do something I wouldn't do. So it's very pleasing to me to be able to help our students and make an impact on our community, because, you know, having that student first philosophy is the key to student success, knowing that you're approachable and that you're willing to help that student. Because, you know, you bring 5 students into admissions, all 5 students are going to have different stories and different needs, and you can't just have a one-way track mind. You've got to be able to adapt to meet that student's needs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So in reading up on you, I know that you're all about innovation and finding creative ways to get students on campus and to try out Pensacola State College. So talk to me about that.
That's right. We offered a pirate path was our new student orientation. That's something the college had pre-COVID. But that was a way of bringing students in and supporting them in their needs to get their journey. Also, too, a great recruiting resource for us is esports. And an article just dropped. You brought that up earlier when I first got here. But esports is something that's been a passion of mine since I was in the Alabama system. I was able to lead the charge on the very first esports team in the state of Alabama to your college system. That is just something that I feel like is a resource for recruiting. It gives an opportunity to a student that might have a physical disability that can't be in an active sport and take contact. They can be a part of a collegiate team. Also, it's a recruiting resource for someone that might be looking to work in a more innovative field. The hand-eye coordination that these students have is remarkable. So they're being recruited by aviation, FBI. And so you've got all these different organizations that are recruiting. So it's using that esports team. You have this collegiate team, but you also have a recruiting mechanism that's appealing to business and industries. I just had the conversation with one of our Santa Rosa high schools, and we're now reaching down in the high schools, these esport teams in the high school, which you're going to see more of that come about, and making that transition to where we support those students and let them know that they have a bridge here to Pensacola State. And then just week before last, had a conversation with one of our 2+2 agreements, a university locally, or just, you know, a couple hours down the road. And hopefully we're going to have an agreement with them on our esports to where we can funnel students to that school, because we also have an academic 2+2 with them. So esports is very it's very broad. So it's not just one game. There's multiple games that include a 6-person team, a 5-person team, even a 1-person team. So it allows an eclectic group of students to come together. And now, you know, I'm happy to say that our esports team, we've got a coach, Jeremy Summers, doing a great job. And Jeremy now has roughly 20 players, which is, about triple the amount we had last year. So that's growing. We also, our president, he's been so supportive, Dr. Meadows, of the esports platform. And we were at a Pizza with the President event last year on the Santa Rosa campus. And I was just mingling with some students out there. And I asked one of the young men, I said, "Do you play esports?" He said, "Yes, sir." So then I just started asking several other students at Santa Rosa, "Do you play esports?" "Yes, sir." So before we knew it, I had 6 names just at that one event that played esports, but they didn't know we had an esports team. So I went to the president. I said, "Dr. Meadows, how would you feel about let's launch in a mini lab here with like 5 computers and let these students have the opportunity to join the team in the lab that's on our Pensacola campus?" He said, "Do it." Mm-hmm. So we were able to successfully get that launched, and now we're really promoting that area. So we on the South Santa Rosa campus out in Gulf Breeze, we have a mini lab there. So we have our main arena dome on the Pensacola campus and then the mini one. So that's just a great implementation of the college to be able to have that NJCAA college team, but also have it as a club where many people can be involved with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I was looking that up, and I'm glad you brought up Santa Rosa County. So you have all of your satellite campuses being part of this as well. And for people who are not familiar with esports, so think Call of Duty.
Correct.
So those are the kinds of sports that the students are playing.
Yes, sir. There's multiple games. There's Rainbow Six. There's Call of Duty. There's it's just a wide variety of different games, and it can be very fluid because you may have a group of students that come in, and they might be a Rainbow Six team, or there may be a League of Legends team or a Call of Duty. So it just really depends on the students that come in each year and the game that they're proficient at, and so that's how your games could fluctuate throughout the years. But we play in the Rocket League, and we're expanding out. Our season started, and then we're always looking. I was talking to a former colleague yesterday that he was the head of esports when I left the former institution I served, and I said, let's pick up a game. So that's the beauty of esports too, is you can pick up a game overnight and schedule it and play. It's maybe not in a league game, but it could be outside that realm. So
mm-hmm. And it looks like 125 2-year U.S. colleges have some sort of esports program. So this is something that is really catching on across the country.
That is correct. And like I said, it's down in the high schools. And so it's an opportunity for those students to bridge to us from the high school. Our dual enrollment students can also, they can participate in the club sport, but that gets them active in esports as they finish up in that high school to complete in the NJCAA.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So who can all participate?
If you're a full-time student, you have to be a full-time student and to compete on the NJC, the collegiate level. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're just taking 1 or 2 classes with us or taking dual enrollment, you can be a part of the club team and be active in those environments, in those labs.
So faculty, staff, alumni, are they welcome to play too?
I don't think that would be a problem. Maybe if we find out that we've got a plethora of alumni, we could maybe have them come in and challenge our teams. That might be something we need to look at.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just reading through an article here. So, and really cool stuff. So, I mean, Super Mario Brothers, Madden 22, NBA, like you said, Rainbow Six, Call of Duty, Rocket League. I mean, just a ton of games. I can't imagine. When I was going through college, we didn't have any of this. So that is really innovative that PSC is doing this.
And, we bring all of our counselors on campus for counselor's luncheon, and that's going to be coming up October 23rd and 30th. And so we always bring those counselors over into our dome. And I'm going to just say this, with the support of our president, our Diane Bracken over facilities, you know, the two of them, they've worked really hard to help support our lab. And I feel like our lab is one of the best that you'll find. Our walls are wrapped in a very innovative look. I've even got dance club lights on the top. We've got flat screen TVs all throughout the dome. So even our computer bases have our logo sketched into it. The leather chairs that they play in have the logo stitched into it. So it's a very classy, innovative room and a great environment for our students.
Yeah. And you talked about dual enrollments. I mean, students are able to start this in high school, like you mentioned, and already start earning college credit.
That is correct. So our dual enrollment students, you know, with the NJCAA, they cannot participate as a dual enrollment student, but they would be able to be a part of the club team, but they could play on their high school team. Mm-hmm. And then what we're looking at is recruiting events for, you know, our student affairs is bringing these high school students that are part of these high school teams onto our campus and let them see our environment, our dome, and participate in our dome even as a high school. So they call them LAN parties. So we're looking at driving some of those as we move forward through this academic year. So
talk to me a little bit about dual enrollment in the high schools and the different programs that are offered to students where, you know, in high school they can already start earning that college credit and maybe get to the workforce a little bit faster.
Yeah, so we have different programs, and it's kind of ironic that you said this because I was talking to our recruiters this morning about some of the contact cards that we're getting. But our dual enrollment right now, we're sitting at about 1,100 students for dual enrollment. And our dual enrollment's through Santa Rosa County and then Escambia County. We're always looking to expand that. And we did have a major growth with our dual enrollment this past year. Those students can actually come on our campus and take classes, or they can take the classes at the high school. But the main factor is those students could complete their AA while they're in high school. And so that's really what we're trying to help these students. We know that every student in our counties are not going to come to us, that they're going to transfer out somewhere else. But that doesn't mean they can't get their AA with us. So we're really trying to streamline that focus down to where we're completing all of our students that are doing dual enrollment with us to get that AA completion. Now, talking about a different scenario, what I was talking about our recruiters, we had a young lady this past year who was a high school senior, and she actually went into our esthetician program in January at night. And so she was going to high school all during the day and then coming to us at night separately doing that esthetician program. So by the time she finished the summer, she had a high school diploma and an esthetician degree. And what I told my recruiters, what you can use as you're talking out to students is that young lady, if she was going to leave us and go to, say, Florida State or University of Florida, she could find a job in either one of those towns and do esthetician work as she's in school and make a lot more money than, you know, picking up, you know, another job outside of that realm. So anyway, there's different avenues. And so what I always like to tell anyone that we're talking to and strive with our recruiters is don't have a one-track mind. Know that there's opportunities out there for you. But with the dual enrollment, we really want to streamline that down and complete that AA as they are in the high schools. And once they're finished with us, if, you know, they lack one or two class, really try to focus on grabbing that last class or two during that summer bridge there before they're leaving maybe the Pensacola area, which we hope to retain everyone here in Pensacola because this is a great place to live. But we know that that's not always feasible. So,
yeah. So talk to me about some of the top degrees that students in high school are starting to pursue. I mean, I would think nursing, for example, is one of those high demand career fields.
That is correct. You know, our nursing programs, all of our health science programs are always top notch. And so the workforce too, you know, the welding is really big, plumbing. And it goes back to that one track mind is that students don't realize maybe in an early age that you don't have to be a doctor or a lawyer to make six figures. We're graduating welders, plumbers that are coming out, and, you know, within a year or two, some of them, even when they're coming out, they're making six figures depending on where they're going. So there's avenues to come in, and you don't have to be, you know, go in and do a lot of math sciences. You can come in and do a technical realm and a two-year avenue and go out and make really good money. And so, you know, we're seeing all of our health sciences, we constantly are filling all these programs, all of our technical programs. We're just adding a surgical tech program that will start this next this next spring. And so we're actually meeting about that this week to get the advertisements on that RAM. But I want to say something about some of those technical fields and the health science fields. If anyone's interested in those and you're going to apply for those, we have changed the process up. In the past, the whole application process was just wide open year round. And it kind of left some uneasiness with students because they didn't really know their status at the time. So they would apply, we would start the semester. So now what we've done is we've got application windows. So for example, if you're looking at going into our vet tech is going on right now. So the application window is closed. It will open up hopefully January 1st for the fall. But if you're going to apply for a program like vet tech right now, it will not show an application. So that way, if a student applies for a program and for some reason they did not make it into that number, that we call those programs limited access because there's very limited access. You may have 300 that apply, but you may only have seats for 50. Mm. So if you're one of those out students that did not make it, you actually have that clarification to know that you're not in the program, that you need to reapply. You're not just sitting out there with the uneasiness of not knowing your status. So that's just an avenue that we've adapted to help support our students.
Okay. Dr. John Stevenson, VP of Student Affairs from Pensacola State College, is our guest. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions. Spring registration, when does that start?
Spring registration starts October the 14th. The next day, our D session comes in. And I want to say this, if you're out there right now and you're looking at changing, you know, a career path or looking at getting started, it's never too late at Pensacola State. We have a fluid set of opportunities for you. So we have an A, B, C, D session. So our D session for the fall, you can get some classes in that D session, even if it's coming and taking one class. Let's get started. So that D session, it's not too late if you need to register for that opportunity, but spring registration does open up October 14th. So it's coming right around the window. Mm-hmm. And that just gives our people opportunity, because if you really look at it, is if you open up spring registration, say mid-November or towards the end of November, you battle Thanksgiving, and then you come back and you've only got a couple of weeks and you're out for Christmas holidays. You come back January 3rd and you've only got 2 weeks before you start that spring semester. So really, if you're only looking at 4 to 5 really good weeks. So we moved it back a little bit to October 15th so we can better assist our students and make sure that we get that accomplished before the Christmas holidays.
And as you mentioned, the popular classes tend to fill up pretty fast. So if a student wants to be in that, they got to sign up
early. And yes, you are 100% correct. That's why we always really strive to get these students to register early to get the classes in the schedule that you need. We do a really good job about making our classes available and offering classes from, you know, live online to in person. But these classes, you know, the more popular classes will fill up, and sometimes we're not able to open, you know, 5 more opportunities during that time. So that's why it's crucial, if you know that you're going to come to us, take that opportunity, meet with your advisor, schedule that appointment, or come in Building 2. We've in Building 2 in admissions on the Pensacola campus, or any of our student affairs locations on any of our 5-6 campuses.
Talk to me a little bit about the financial aid that's available, some of the scholarships that students can apply for.
Yes, you know, 92% of our students, they graduate debt-free, and that's remarkable, mm-hmm. Especially in today's society, knowing that you don't have that financial burden on you. We have all different opportunities, scholarship opportunities, and one thing that we do see is that we have so many different opportunities out there for the scholarships, and our people are, you know, they're not applying. So we're really taking a stronger hand to get that information out for people to take that opportunity to apply for our scholarships. Financial aid, FAFSA, we have taken a different initiative with those, offering support sessions. I spoke to the Santa Rosa counselors yesterday, the middle school and high school, at their central office, and I told them starting December 1st, we're going to start implementing FAFSA support sessions in all of our high schools in the district so the parents can come in. So our plan right now with the financial aid, the FAFSA, is that we're working, starting mid-October, working on getting the FAFSA ID started, which is the first part of it in the schools with the students. So that way, when December 1st hits, we offer these sessions at the high schools. parents can come in, and it makes it a little bit easier, makes it a seamless process. Also, we'll be offering some financial aid days at the college, a variety of offerings, so at night, 5, 6 p.m., and then also maybe we're looking at a Saturday as well. Mm. Also, with the scholarships will be available. And the thing is, there's so many different avenues with a scholarship. So if you think that you might apply or have any questions, I just really encourage you to contact our admissions office. We can help you through that, the financial aid office. But just be aware, and I'm going to tell you, the number one way of receiving information from our college is through social media. I know not everybody has social media, but our Facebook, our Instagram, both of those, our marketing department does a fabulous job keeping our students, our community up to date with everything that's going on at Pensacola State. So we always really highlight all these opportunities, whether it's a scholarship information session, a financial aid session. So we're really working to offer more opportunities to bring more awareness on top of what we did this last year, which I feel like we did a great job, but there's still a population out there that we're not hitting. So we want to make sure that we capture everybody in our community. And we will be offering these sessions too in our high schools, the scholarships, alongside with those financial aids, the scholarships will be brought, the awareness on the scholarships to these parents as well.
Okay. That's fantastic. So if students are brand new and they want to tour the campus, how do they go about doing that?
We have a link on our website. So anybody out there, too, that would like to see the new tour as well, if you're alumni, we have a virtual tour link as well. But if you're wanting a tour, there's a link on our website, the homepage. You can just schedule it. We offer tours pretty much every day during the week. But if there's some reason you're out there listening to it, or if you have a family member coming in, it doesn't fall in that window, we can adapt to that. If somebody wants to see our campus and it's not in the time slot, just reach out and just say, could you accommodate this time? We are willing to. So I don't want to deny anyone to view our campuses. But our campus tours, they're given every week. You can schedule those online. Like I said, if you're alumni or just anyone that wants to see our virtual campus, you can go to our homepage and see that virtual the virtual campus tour. But we encourage you, you know, college is like a car. You got to find out what fits you. So we really encourage you to come in on campus, see what we have to offer. Let's sit down with you. Let's talk about opportunities and give you that one-on-one student first philosophy service.
So PSC also has a couple of public events coming up. Pretty interesting stuff here. Planetarium show. Talk to me about that.
So yes, we have the planetarium show. That's the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon.
That is really cool.
Yes, and I think I'm gonna have to try to catch that. It's 6 p.m. In building that will be in building 21, which is our planetarium. Also, our fine arts area has a lot of opportunities coming up. On Sunday, September the 29th, at Ashmore, we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month with a duo pianist. And then on Wednesday, October the 2nd at 7:30 p.m., Ashmore, Demi Clark, workforce advocate, will be there talking about trades with emphasis on women and working in trades. Also, Thursday, the October 3rd at 7:30 at Ashmore, the Pensacola State Wind and Jazz Ensembles will be performing. And then last but not least, this is interesting, and I was talking to a group of people and advertising this at the YMCA last night. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, starting October 18th through the 25th and then the 27th, our PSC theater production of Green Day's American Idiot.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
I'm going to be there for that.
I am coming to that Sunday 2:30 show. So you can contact the box office if you're interested in that. But I really recommend that is something really different that we've not offered in that kind of realm. So Dr. Phillips and his team, they're great and they never let us down. But this is something I am really excited about.
And if people want to attend any of those events, place where they can go look for more information.
Yeah, that's Ashmore Auditorium on our campus. You can find that information on our website, pensacolastate.edu, or you can call 484-1000.
All right, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much. Go Pirates.